Talking a lot about the passing of O.J. Simpson this morning. That happened yesterday. Spent a lot of segments this morning talking about what a cultural phenomenon he was, from the football world to the trial. Just a huge figure. And we're going to try something a little risky now, but we believe that we can make contact with O.J. from the great beyond. O.J., come in. O.J. Simpson, do you read us? O.J., come in.
Hey, Ticket World.
Hey, is this...
Somebody's having a seance. Y'all bringing me in from down here?
Yes. I can't believe it worked. Hello, O.J.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. I'm here, and it's very hot up here in heaven, but I thought heaven was supposed to be 70 degrees all the time, but I guess they're having a little problem with the 25 SEER units that they have up here. I'm sure it's top-of-the-line stuff, but they're just having a problem with it.
You may be somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm up here in heaven, as you would expect, someone who was so beloved like I was in life. But I was surprised to see Saddam Hussein up here in heaven, which once again, really needs an HVAC repairman up here. But he's up here, and I think that just goes to show you how forgiving the Lord really is.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to admit, kind of creepy given, the nature of what happened 30 years ago.
Well, the past is the past, and we just let that lie where it is, as I let those two people lie where they were all those years ago. But I'm here. I'm having a good time. I just want to emphasize that all is well. I've been playing lots of golf up here with Aaron Hernandez and Chuck Manson and some of these people that you probably heard of, but both of them are pretty high handicaps, but they're good players. Although Charlie, he talks too much. He does. But they're very nice to us up here. They give us all good rooms they got bars on the front of the rooms to keep the riffraff out, I suppose. But we all got a really nice cot in all of our rooms, stainless steel toilets, top of the line amenities. But they don't allow us shoelaces. But we do get computer access.
Okay.
And, you do?
I've already set my password //escape. But that's just,
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, still with us?
At least
I'm still with you. Okay. Yeah, George. Sorry about that.
OJ, at least you're already assimilating. That sounds good for you.
Yeah. I am, and I know that a lot of your viewers may be asking themselves, OJ, what do you, now that you've faced your own judgment day, is there anything that you regret because you've had your personal reckoning? And yes, there is something that I regret, and it is the exact thing that you would expect. The big thing that I should have never have done, and I do regret that, and I wish I could take that back.
Not committed the murders?
Yeah.
No, the interview with Kate Delaney, the sports princess, there in Dallas.
That's the one thing?
Yeah, that was the one thing that I really wish I could take back. Gosh. I don't know why at the time I thought that cable access would be a good look for my credibility.
It was a bad choice in hindsight.
Speaking of Dallas, I almost signed with the Dallas Cowboys when Emmitt's wheels were coming off.
You did?
All the way
in the 90s?
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah. Sorry, I jumped you a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
After the acquittal, you almost were a Cowboy?
Yeah, Jerry wanted to make a big splash, and I enjoy talking with Jerry. He and I have a lot in common, but
you do.
But yeah, that was the first time that Jerry came after me. He came after me again. He was kicking my tires when Zeke was slowing down as well.
Okay,
you were like 70 then.
I was. That is exactly right. I was around 70 at that time, but I could still get around, the golf courses and things like that.
Okay,
golf courses.
Hey, how are my Mavericks doing?
Well, pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I died right as Luka seemed to be finding a partner. And I really enjoy watching Luka play. And now I'd love to watch him play, but we don't get ballys up here, I guess.
Oh, man. Well, they don't get ballys in a lot of places.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Apparently, y'all don't get it either. Yeah. So, I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of breaking up just a little bit.
Yeah. You want to know what I read on Twitter World?
What's that?
Somebody put, what's the difference between me and Christopher Reeve?
I don't know what.
I got to walk and Christopher Reeve got the chair. But, you know, that's a sort of offensive thing.
That's very offensive.
Nobody needs to put out there in Twitter world.
Okay, so long.
So long. I'm losing you real quick.
You're starting to fade out.
Can't
believe
that. Starting to distance.
Seance worked for a few minutes.
Yeah, a few.